This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Richard Bradbury and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you.
We're asking you whether or not you consider chiropractors an essential service. We are having polls on both Instagram and over on Twitter. The numbers right now on Twitter, 76.7% of you saying yes, they are, with 23.3% saying no. Over on Instagram, 82% of you still saying yes, they are. No change there.
Right. You have about 13 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about this. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, here's a story about some vaccines that are going on sale. So a total of 14 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine will be sold by Pharmaniaga Berhad to interested states and private companies from this month all the way through to September. Now, this was confirmed by our Deputy Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob. He said that the sale of the vaccine directly to interested parties had received the approval of the COVID-19 Vaccine Supply Access Guarantee Special Committee, or JKJAV, like we all, you know, say today, JKJAV, and could further expedite efforts to achieve herd immunity earlier than scheduled. Now, he said states are also interested in buying directly, for example, Selangor, which has long asked for the vaccine to be sold directly to them. However, this committee has its own schedule, and that is why we can't give directly, he said at a press conference yesterday. Now, Ismail Sabri also said that Pharmaniaga had managed to supply 12 million doses of Sinovac vaccine 4.5 months ahead of the original contract schedule. And on July 19th, just earlier this week, the government had agreed to purchase another 2 million doses of Sinovac to cover the Operation Surge capacity. He said the list of companies and states that applied to purchase the vaccine would be referred to JKJAV for review. He said that they can also make reservations directly with Pharmaniaga and will be referred to JKJAV because the names of the recipients listed may be duplicated, or they may have already received the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
So they need to kind of consolidate that. And on the flexibility to be given to those who have completed two doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Now, we've been waiting to hear some news on this, right? He said that the matter was still under in-depth study by the government. He went on to talk a bit about, you know, opening up the requirements, not the requirements, but the restrictions for those who've received their double doses, right? He said that maybe one of the conditions for us is to allow factories to reopen when more than 80% of their workers have completed two doses of vaccination, when we can sell the vaccine directly to these factories. He also said that the government had received suggestions on relaxation of restrictions, allowing couples living apart to travel interstate when they had been fully vaccinated. And he said that there are also suggestions to allow businesses or industries that have never had a cluster to operate or to give permission to fully vaccinate customers to dine in at restaurants. But they are still studying these measures.
I have a bunch of thoughts on this, I have to be very cautious in how I kind of tread around this topic, because it's a touchy topic.
Yes,
you know, there's going to be people who are all for this, and of course there are going to be people who are against all this, and I know we're running out of time, so I have to be cautious. But in my mind, the vaccine rollout program should be the responsibility of the government. And the reason I say that is because it should be the way in which best practices can be practiced, if you like. You know, it's the only real way that we are likely to see best practices. Now, if it goes into the hands of private people and they want to vaccinate whatever, those people who are working for them are not entirely sure, you know, where the health workers have come from, where they've been hired from. They're going to be private health workers. And you know what businesses are like. They like to make a profit. You don't know how much they're going to pay for all of these. The idea of factories and whatever wanting to vaccinate their staff is perfectly fine, but it also seems to me like that's an ideal way of getting a whole bunch of people vaccinated very quickly who haven't necessarily registered via the My Suchata app for whatever reason, if you know what I mean. And I don't know, the fact that they're talking about industries that are not open right now, yet after they've had their private kind of vaccine, they can open. I find that's a little bit fishy. That and the fact that Sinovac has been phased out for the national vaccination plan shortly before this was announced also makes me think, hang on a minute, you know, what on earth is going on here? But those are my private thoughts that are now made public.
No, I get what you're trying to say. There's potential for this to go wrong in many ways. But there are, you know, so many other countries around the world, or even close to us, like I think Thailand, Indonesia, Pakistan, South Africa, and I think Lebanon as well, that have announced similar moves to kind of get the private sector involved in the vaccination, just to achieve herd immunity quickly.
Yeah.
And so they can open up, you know, open the economy, get businesses back into the thick of things again, right? But yeah, I do understand your concerns as well about misappropriation of
exactly. I mean, I have a level of skepticism that has just grown over the last few months.
Right.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, let's just leave it at that. Okay, coming back to our top story today, do you consider chiropractors essential services? Why or why not? Rich, let's wrap up the polls.
Yeah, the final numbers then, whether or not you consider chiropractors essential services, 76.7% of you saying yes over on Twitter, with 23.3% of you saying no. The numbers have not changed a jot since the beginning of the show over on Instagram. 82% saying yes, 18% saying no.
Right.
If only people listen to what we're saying, right?
Do we have any other messages on Twitter to get to?
No, nothing. Nothing over on Twitter. It's been a little bit quiet over there today.
All right. Then I can rattle off with the messages that have come in on WhatsApp. We've got Bing here who says, chiro essential. However, I think the government looked at it from the angle of insurance coverage. Which chiro in Malaysia is not recognised? It's time to change. But that would lead to other holistic treatments, etc. How to manage the floodgates then? Like, if you start with the chiropractors, then will you have to then listen to the request from other holistic treatments as well, right? That was from Bing. You've got Anwar here who says, yes to allow chiropractors to operate, had to stop mid-treatment, need to restart, which means benefits are lost as well as earlier fees. Ooh, I feel you, Anwar. We've got Chow who just says, yes, they should be allowed to reopen.
Thanks, Chow.
Yes. And then we've got numbers ending 5708 who says, if chiropractors are allowed to open, then massage parlors should also be allowed to open. And so this person says, also just says a clear no. We've got Rosalind who said, yes to chiropractors opening if physiotherapists can. Because of this, my daughter who missed her chiro treatment because of MCO had her swollen L4, L5 deteriorate to be a herniated slip disc. That sounds quite painful.
Ouch.
So sorry about that, Rosalind. And we've got one last one here from Keith, who says, here, I completely agree with him. He's talking about Dr. Tan that we spoke to earlier, right? And Keith says, I run a chiro and physio center and the ministry needs to get their act together. He then also sent us a photograph of all his team members and how they're dressed, pretty much like frontliners at hospitals, in a full PPE gear. They're masked up, face shields, everything, gloves and the works. And he actually wanted to call in, but, you know, he says that the long-standing problem is that physios and chiros and doctors aren't always on the same page. One will say they can do what the other does and there's not a lot of mutual respect. And he goes on to kind of explain what's going on behind the scenes. Thank you for that, Keith. But, you know, I guess in all, he's urging for the government to allow chiros to reopen because, you know, the health of their customers are at risk here.
Yep, absolutely. I'd like to see them open. I know a lot of people are suffering right now. The sooner we can get them open, the better. Safely, of course. And
of
then
course.
That's it. No more creaks and groans and aches and pains. Oh, that would be nice. I just want somebody just to crack my neck. That would be nice.
If only I could come over, Rich. Right. So I think that's a wrap for our show today. Of course, our top story today was about the straw breaking the chiropractor's back. Of course, we spoke to Dr. Noel Tan from the chiropractic, the Association of Chiropractic Malaysia. We then moved on to story number two.
We spoke about how business associations across the causeway have called for help in areas such as rental relief, wage support and loan moratoriums as Singapore tightened the measures amid a resurgence in COVID-19 infections in the community.
And then, we wrapped up with that story about 14 million Sinovac doses that are going up for sale between now and September. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcasts on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for our Friday version of Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, we'll leave you now with a song that was specifically requested by Rich Bradbury. He wanted some John Mayer because he's a big fanboy. So we're going to give him new light to take us out of the show. Thank you for joining me on the show, Rich.
Pleasure. Thanks, Odes.
You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.